Since the UAW strike against John Deere ended, two important things have happened. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 24th day of November. Thanks for being with us again today, everybody. The new unemployment numbers are in, and they're the lowest since 1969. That plus more spendable income should make Americans happy, but it doesn't seem to be enough. The Port of Los Angeles is getting better offloading ships. Oil prices dropped today. UPS wants 100,000 workers, but yeah, there is a but. We've got the Wall Street Report, and beauty retailer Lush says goodbye to social media. We'll share why. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and find socially responsible recruiting centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. Focusandfind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and yes, this is the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you have stopped through again today. Want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the 5-week UAW strike against John Deere paid off for the union workers as well as those who are not in the union. Deere this week announced its non-union workers will receive an 8% pay hike. Union workers received a 10% pay increase. Meanwhile, the strike didn't dampen profits at Deere. The company reported profits of $1.28 billion from August through October. That quarterly performance put Deere's profit for the fiscal year that ended on November 1st at a record $5.9 billion. The company has projected that 2022 will also be a record year, saying profits should reach $6.5 to $7 billion. We haven't seen jobless numbers like this for over 50 years. The Labor Department said that new filings for unemployment shrank to 199,000 last week. That's a low mark not seen since 1969 and a sign that the economy is in an historic boom after the shock inflicted by the pandemic. Meanwhile, the Daily News is reporting that government economists also slightly upgraded the economic growth figures for the third quarter that ended in September. That adjustment is keeping the U.S. on course for the biggest economic expansion in four decades. The U.S. is the only Western industrialized nation to surpass its pre-pandemic economic output, and President Biden wants to keep the economy juiced to put American workers on an even stronger footing. Unemployment has plunged to just 4.6%, and it's still dropping like a stone as employers scramble to fill millions of vacancies. Despite all of that good news, and it is all good news, American voters are mostly in a sour mood and give Biden poor job approval marks, which is, many think, a lagging indicator. On another happy note, the person in charge of the West Coast ports say things have gotten much better in recent days. CNBC is reporting that the executive director of the Port of Long Beach says that the twin ports in California are making, quote, significant progress, end quote, in addressing the backlog of cargo ships and containers. Mario Cordero said that the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles, which account for about 40% of sea freight entering the United States, are working around the clock to offload containers. Much of the success has come since the ports imposed fines for lingering cargo. The fines, which were announced in a joint statement from port directors on October 25th, charge carriers $100 a day per container left on the dock. Carriers would have a maximum of 9 days to move containers by truck before fines start accruing, and 6 days if transporting those containers by rail. Since the announcement of the new fees, which, by the way, have yet to be imposed, both ports have seen lingering cargo containers reduced by 33%. Cordero says there are still approximately 61 cargo ships off the California coast waiting to unload. That compares to a record 111 ships just 2 weeks ago. That data according to the Marine Exchange. Oil prices dropped several hours after President Biden released about 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Reserve. West Texas Intermediate crude for January delivery settled 11 cents lower, down 0.1% at $78.39 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. The U.S. Energy Information Administration said crude inventories rose by 1 million barrels in the week that ended on November 19. While gasoline stocks fell by 600,000 barrels and distillates rose by 2 million barrels. Analysts surveyed by S&P Global Platts on average had looked for crude inventories to fall by 1.3 million barrels, while gasoline stocks were supposed to be unchanged and distillates had been expected to fall by 900,000 barrels. So if you're doing the math, you're listening to those numbers, you're right. Nobody guessed correctly. UPS has put out the call to hire 100,000 workers for the holiday shipping season, but yeah, there is a big but. Where are they going to find them? UPS said they will work with college students returning to the holiday break. If part-time turns into full-time, their employment could even help pay for their education. The same scenario is being played out over at FedEx and at Amazon. Everybody, it seems, needs more workers, but finding them is proving tough. Well, the indexes on Wall Street finished the day with gains, mostly anyway. The Dow finished the day flat, off by 9 points to close at 35,804, while the NASDAQ added 70 points to end the trade at 15,845. The S&P 500 picked up 10 points to close at 4701. Investors looked at not only the new low jobless rate, but also higher household spending, rose by 1.3% in October, while personal income increased by 0.5%. The Fed Open Market Committee meeting notes were released, and the Fed still anticipates inflation to moderate in the coming months, but admitted that price increases have become more widespread. The U.S. markets are closed tomorrow for the Thanksgiving holiday and will have a shortened session on Friday. And finally, there is this. Soap and cosmetics giant Lush Cosmetics is deleting its presence on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok, citing mental health concerns. This is what they said, quote, "We wouldn't ask our customers to meet us down a dark and dangerous alleyway, but some social media platforms are beginning to feel like places that no one should be encouraged to go," end quote. Lush, which has 240 stores across the U.S. and Canada, said it will remain off the platforms until they ensure a safer environment for users. Well, that's a wrap. And by the way, a programming note. We also are off tomorrow. But to help you retain your business fix on Thanksgiving, we'll be posting up some longer-form conversations from our Out to Lunch series. That's a pre-pandemic, by the way. And a side note, we hope to relaunch Out to Lunch, where we take thought leaders out to lunch and record our conversation in the new year. It's all about change and returning maybe to a sense of normalcy. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the Business News Hour. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Once again, happy Thanksgiving. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.